Hey guys, thanks for joining in to this serving of Angry Cast, where we talk about how people are still fucking assholes. We sweep the leg, and we say reading is hard.
Reading is hard.
Reading can be hard, but a lot harder for customers.
Yes.
As always, I'm your host in the pink bunny suit, the angry bartender. And with me, as always, pretending to be a trash panda, even though they're really a trash panda.
Smokey Sloth.
Smokey Sloth.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to your weekly podcast where we talk about how our customers were always horrible and now they're just the worst. And this is where you get to bitch and vent about it anonymously with our animated selves. I like our animated selves. I don't know if I ever want to go back to the mask.
Dude, I like my little trash panda. If they ever do make a sloth and I have to retire the trash panda,
you're going to be sad, aren't you?
I will be sad.
You know, I did a couple lives this week, a couple publics and a bunch for the subscribers. I gotta get used to calling them that. Facebook's making the full swap subscribers. I was an actual panda. And man,
I saw that.
The faces on the panda are really fucking good. Like, they need to work on the bunny a little. The faces on the panda were like really on point. I was really impressed by that.
Yeah, he looks
a little high today. Bunny's like, I don't know what's going on. What happened, Bunny? I had too much. Well, okay, so Sean's here, man. He's like, I like the mask. So I did throw the mask on the other day for somebody requested it. And I was like, you know what? We're going to do a shot. So I'll put the mask on. I remember when I would wear like the Frank mask from Donnie Darko and people would be like, what the fuck is going on here? It would be pitch black behind me. I didn't have the green screen background or anything. It was just pitch black in my office. And there's just this mask and people were like, fuck this shit. Oh man, how was your week in the bar world?
It was good, man. We've been busy.
I had a really slow night last night. I had some fucking weirdos.
It has been a lot of weirdos.
Do you ever have that moment where you have to play a game of like, is this guy fucking with me or legitimately stupid?
Yes. No, I play a game quite often.
I had several moments last night. I had a guy like just wandering the bar, and it's like, can you help me find my friend? And I'm like, he's right there. This dude had one beer. Can you help me find my friend? He's right there. He's five feet away from you. And the guy like, oh, the way they were ordering, I want a beer. What kind of beer? I don't know, a good beer. So they settled on a PBR.
I knew you were gonna say, I was about to fucking say a PBR.
They wanted a pitcher of beer after I had brought the PBR over. PBR's over, and I'm like, you know, trying to get them to pay for the PBR.
You guys don't do pitchers, do you?
We can.
Okay.
For domestics.
Yes.
You know, like, not we don't do a lot of pitchers, but... And then I gave him the price of the two PBRs, and I was like, oh, is that what the pitcher is? And I'm like, no, that's for these two beers. Like, where do you think you're getting a pitcher of beer for, like, $4? Like, oh man.
1998.
And then.
You had to pay for it.
God. And then. Yeah, there you go. Fucking no. You know what? Because in 1998, I still think pitchers were like $6.
I remember $5 pitchers in 98.
Yeah, I guess so too. I had this group come in, but I'm used to them. They're just weird. They're at least like, you know, when you're used to someone's weirdness and they're still. They don't bring the weirdness to anyone else. They're just awkward.
Yeah.
I had the peanut gallery last night. I had one guy that just had to fucking chime in on every fucking comment.
Fucking hate those guys.
I banned
most of those guys from my bar.
Every single fucking comment. And I just got to the point where I was just going to answer with serious, actual answers. And it would at least shut him up. Then, at the end of the night, dude rolls in, and my partner is like, oh, fuck this fucking guy. I don't know this dude. I've never seen this dude before, you know? And I'm like, fuck, all right. She's like, I can't fucking stand this guy. And I'm like, okay. She's like, he came in hammered the other night, and I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I'll get him, I got him. And I'm talking to my buddy, he's at the bar, and it's literally just the two of them. It's the end of the night, we were really slow. And I'm talking to my buddy about... I'd gone out of town, and I was like, man, it's really sad how, like, COVID really... I was in a city And I went out of town for a concert, and I was like, man, COVID really fucked this city up. Because, like, we were downtown, and that place used to have, like, a bunch of bars, and it was just decrepit. And I'm like, and this guy just chimes in. And I was just like, oh, yeah, it's real sad there. I used to do this. It's like, this is word for word what he says. He goes, it's a shame what all the blacks did down there. And I looked at him, and I go, hey, man, so you're going to go take that beer, and you're going to chug it, and you're going to leave now. And he was like, what? And I go, yeah, I don't know where you think you are, but you're not going to be here. We don't want you here. And he's like, you can't do that. I'm like, I actually could. But if you want to repeat what you just said to me to my door guy over there, we can see how that's going to work out for you. And he was like, I'm going to leave. And I'm like, oh, look at that. I guess we can teach an old dog new tricks. So I don't think that guy's coming back in, at least.
Hey, that's a win.
That was really a win. And I think it's like, I will say, as slow as we were, bunch of industry people, at the very least.
That's good.
Very good industry tips. Oh, man.
So,
the theme this week, because, you know, I like to throw the theme out to you and not tell you what it is. I like to let you I like to bring you in raw. I put a post up and I was like, hey, what are things you're seeing, what are issues you're dealing with right now in the service industry? And a lot of the replies were the young people. Man, I had a group of fucking young people. And I'm like, you guys fucking do this. You guys do this nightly. Like, you wait on people and you still can't fucking do this. Like, I like reading through those comments yesterday and then dealing with that last night. I was like, you know, I don't have to deal with that because I don't have any younger fucking staff. But I'm like, holy fuck. I get it. I fucking get it. Holy shit. I guess a couple of them go to another bar where I frequent. And I next time I go there, I just want to be like, so, tell me about the staff of this place, because I need to know. If you guys never watched before, I put up some posts and comments from the week, and if you're listening, it is more of an interactive thing if you get to watch it live, because you get to see these posts. Man, my avatar really does look high today. look at the pink bunny. I always picture the pink bunny as a female with the pink, but you know, it's 2022. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, wear whatever you want.
I actually think just my internet's really bad today, and since I'm the one running the meeting, I just think it's kind of lagging, and that's what it is. But anyway, guys, we're gonna go over some of these posts from the week. You ready to jump into some slides?
Yeah,
let's do this thing.
Let's do it,
boss. Perfect.
I saw this.
You did see this.
I saw this, yes.
So this is the equivalent of Uber Eats in Canada. And then these are the comments that really annoy me.
Wait, what's it called? Throw away the dishes or some shit like that?
Something like that. Throw away the dishes or something.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, it's the equivalent of like Uber Eats in Canada. And then, of course, people just have to chime in. But we have Uber Eats also in Canada. Listen, Pierre, thank you. That fucking information really moved along.
Fucking... Is Pierre the equivalent of Chauncey in Canada?
So, my experience with... I have friends that are Canadian. My experience with them are... Actually, we're mostly cool people. Except French Canadians. They're like, fuck French Canadians.
If I've learned anything from Letterkenny, it is fuck French Canadians. But I am 100% basing that from just my knowledge from Letterkenny.
So, for those listening to this later on the download, I'm going to go ahead and read this fucking memo. This is, the theme of the week is definitely Keyboard Warriors, I think. Dragon Chicken Bowl. This, fucking, I'm already laughing. Sorry, guys, let me get, hold on. Blind face. Ah, lemon face. Oh, all right, I'm ready. Dragon Chicken Bowl. This time, can you read the instructions and not put mushrooms in it because there's a fucking mushroom allergy. I swear to God, if you get it wrong this time, I'm driving up to the restaurant and throwing fucking food at your window. Get it right. Add avocado, add spicy yogurt to go, one utensils. That's plural and singular at the
Somebody
same time, but okay.
Dick in that.
So, I got dressed fast.
The second you put fucking in, the second you type out fucking, you should know that your order is not going to be correct.
That's fair. That's actually fair.
I'm going to purposely fuck that order up. You want a bowl of mushrooms. Gotcha.
Oh, I would have put a bowl of mushrooms.
Bowl of mushrooms.
So here's actually, here is though the best thing about it. Did you check that post out at all? any of the comments or anything on it?
I think I saw it when you, like, first posted it, so the comments, I read some of the comments, but they were mostly new.
Okay, so, there's no mushrooms in this dish to begin with.
I remember seeing that.
The guy cancels this order immediately, then calls the restaurant to apologize.
Yeah.
So, you're lucky I don't have your address, because I was fucking, you're lucky this was fucking Uber Eats or whatever, throw away the dish and not delivery, and I don't have your address, because here's what I would do. I would go to the fucking store, saute, go buy I got 5 pounds of mushrooms. I would fucking saute them, and I would shit out all these mushrooms on your doorstep. Fuck you for, like, really? I swear to fucking God. Hey, tell you what, man. If it's so fucking convenient to drive to the fucking store and throw the food at the window, maybe drive your happy fucking ass up there and order yourself.
I'm not going to say that mushrooms are kind of like moss, and if you put them in a blender and then put them in a, like, a spray bottle and you spray them, more mushrooms will grow. But I'm pretty sure that's how fungus works.
Oh, wow.
So I would just go and do all of that and then fill up a spray bottle with mushrooms and then spray fuck you on their front lawn. In about a week, you're going to have a pretty a pretty fuck you in mushrooms on your front lawn.
Oh, God, I cannot wait for us to get tracked down by the FBI for someone doing that.
Like, I am a very petty bitch, and my brain works in really weird ways.
God, and guys, if you have any questions or comments, please type them in, and I will throw them on the screen for you.
Probably shouldn't give people ideas like this.
Probably shouldn't, but here we are doing it. Here we are doing it, so.
Would that be considered domestic terrorism?
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we're going to be on a domestic terrorist list right now. To be clear, it was him that suggested that, not myself. I would like that very clear for the FBI.
I'm a raccoon. Come after me.
So, moving on to the next slide. Oh, God.
I need to be more sober when I do these.
Did you see the meme I put up today?
Maybe.
So I had just finished The Karate Kid.
No, I did not see this.
I just finished, or Cobra Kai, I just finished watching season 5, and this popped up, and this is perfect.
Season 5's amazing.
Someone's child running obnoxiously around the restaurant, voice in my head, sweep the leg, Johnny. That's just, that's the comedy portion of the week, guys, mushrooms and fucking sweeping the leg. Getting back to less comedy. So, I put up, hey, what's everyone dealing with right now in the industry?
Mm.
I'm going to go through a couple of them. Guests were absolutely awful after COVID. Between that and not having a steady job, a lot of people left the industry. And now people are still yelling because we're understaffed. Well, Karen, here's the thing. You're one of the big reasons we don't have a staff. And that's always my thing. When people are like, if you guys don't like your job, go get another one.
Another job.
Everyone did, and now you have no one to wait on you.
I mean,
you want the customer to be right? Fuck. All they did is listen to what the customer said. Please be careful. This is just a thing of, man, if you know what's so good for the restaurant and the bar and the whole industry, here we are. Here we fucking are, Karen. Man, thank you. Chauncey?
I went yesterday. So we talked about this. I have trivia at my bar.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, me too. I have a table who comes in every trivia. I know what they drink. It's four ladies. I know what they drink. I saw them walking up. They met each other in the parking lot in front of the bar. So I went over. I know what table they have because all the tables are reserved. I went over. I put their menus. I put their drinks on the table. And they're very particular with their drinks.
Oh,
so I know exactly what they need to do with their, with all their little quirks that they like. So everything was done by the time they sat down. And they looked at me and they were like, oh my God, you are the absolute best. And I'm like, thank you. I try. Within 5 minutes, they were complaining about me saying that I was an asshole. I went from being the literal best to being an asshole in 5 minutes.
So let me tell you about bipolar disorder. And no, I'm not making fun of mental illness, guys, but I am making fun of these old bitches here.
Dude, they couldn't understand. So we were down one of our, we normally won't run with three. We were running a little late. And we had like six tables come in because everybody comes in all at the same time. So I'm, as they do.
Same issue for football.
Yeah, same issue. Everybody comes in all at once. Once you get everybody situated, then there's a flow to it. It's fucking, there's a flow.
Yep.
So I'm like, cool. I'm getting everybody, as they're sitting, I'm just running around getting drink orders. Well, the ladies wanted to order food, and I'm like, we're not at the food portion of this yet. We're still on drinks. I was like, let me get drinks for everybody, and then I'll go get food. And the fact that I told them to fucking wait a minute, nicely, too. I was like, well, I'll get to you. Like, I'm getting everybody else. I'll be right back to get you. Apparently was way too much for them to handle.
That's one of my things, too. Hey, we're going to get you guys a drink. We're ready to order food, too. Cool. We're doing drinks right now.
Yeah.
We're doing it this way because I have other tables that sat also. So you're not taking, because you're not ready to order. You think you're ready to order.
You got 10 questions to ask me, and I don't have time to answer questions right now. I have 20 people that just sat, don't have menus, and don't have drinks in front of them. Let's fix that, and then I'll come back and I'll talk to you about the menu.
The bar's for sale. There's a price for everything. I promise you. You can buy this bar. Like, you'd be pissed if I didn't greet you. So let me go greet my other guests.
Yeah.
Real quick. And then I'm going to get back to you guys in the order I greeted you. Which means your food's still going to go in before theirs.
100%, man. Like, and they just don't grasp that. They're like, I'm hungry now.
Cool.
My other bartender, they were like, do these people just not fucking eat all day? And then just, like, come in starving? And, like, and demanding when the second they come in?
Sadly, I think the answer to that is yes.
I also think the answer is yes.
Oh, man. All right, let's see what else we got.
Other than that, I agree with
you. So, perfect here. Menus, this is the one I wanted. Customer reading comprehension is one someone said, and I actually pulled the thread out here. So, I blurred out the names just for, you know, just for in case, because people online like to be like, oh, this person doesn't like their job. I guess I'm going to go to their boss and tell them. So it's a customer reading comprehension, or then the reply, or just reading. Then it's like, what is this slice of wood with words on it in my hands? It's called a menu, sir. It's just like, man, I hand you a menu. It happened. God, this is the other pet peeve of mine. Clear as day, in a different fucking color, it lists the sides that come with the meals that get sides. What sides do you want? My go-to used to be, it's right here, over there in this section there. Now, because we have so many options, I just ramble them the fuck off.
I ramble them off.
I ramble them right the fuck off real fast, all like 10 of them. Hey, you know what, man? Maybe if you could have fucking read the goddamn menu for yourself like the adult you apparently are, since you're at a bar drinking an alcoholic beverage and I checked your ID and it says you're an adult, maybe we wouldn't be in this predicament, but here we are. Hey, do you guys have this? This is a wild thing, man. We have what's available on the menu.
Right.
That menu in front of you actually is what we offer. You're special. This is the commoner. This is for peons. I'll get you the super secret menu. Don't you worry. And then the story I always tell. I know I've told it before. I'm going to tell it again. People that just can't use their brains. You know what would be cool, man? If we could, like, get a sandwich but without the bread. Let me tell you guys about salads.
I've been getting a lot of people doing sandwiches without bread. They don't want on a salad. They just want.
We have that built into our posse.
Same.
It's just we have a no bread option. That I get though. You're not doing carbs, like.
Yeah.
That I 100% understand that.
Philly's, man. I've been getting that's the number one. Like my steak Philly, no bread.
So that's weirdly one of my go-tos. For
steak
me,
Philly,
yeah, because like you, I don't want to run around the bar, you know, on the rare times I get to eat food at work. I don't want to run after I've eaten that heavy ass fucking Philly.
Yeah.
So like I'll do a Philly no bread and just, you know, it's like out of a bowl.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm sad about is like we don't have like any kind of rice or anything. So like, oh man, a rice bowl would be great.
That would be really good. Yeah. If we had, why don't bars have fucking rice?
Man, I have one cook. We've all got that one cook that goes above and beyond.
Yeah.
I got that one fucking cook. He will go bring rice in sometimes and make us little fucking hibachi bowls.
Ooh.
And also, that's why he gets all the shift drinks he wants at the end of the night, and I'm happy to pay for them.
Absolutely. I have a cook that he'll go above and beyond. Yep. He'll take we don't do like breaded wings at all, and we don't do grilled wings. And he'll just come out once in a blue moon with like a bowl of six grilled, like, fall off the bone. They've been sitting on the grill for like an hour, and like literally you touch them and the meat just falls right. Oh my god, they're so good. Yeah, once the blue moon, he'll bring you those just out of the blue.
I'll bring back shots to him when it's like,
yeah,
when it's like, oh man, because we got, you know, people are like, oh, you're making up the understaff thing. Yeah, so, happened again Saturday, Sunday for football. Yep, no call, no show in the kitchen. Fucking awesome. Both cooks getting, in. Like, I got to roll in late. It was, man, I had the best Sunday ever. Fucking, I'm like, hey, I was the on-call, you guys need me? I'm like, nah, it's real chill out here. I'm like, alright. Fucking, kitchen got fucking worked, and I'm like, God, you guys got like, would I have bitched and moaned? Yeah. But you could have fucking called me. I could have done something in the kitchen. I could have run Expo and done dishes, like...
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm not saying I can run a fucking flat top, but, like, I could have fucking helped. Like, goddamn, guys.
You can...
I can make things. Fryer. I can run a fryer. Right. Hey, man. How long do I drop these for? Okay, got it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, 100%.
Like, fuck, I can do something.
Yeah.
All right, going on to the next one. Oh, yeah, here we go. This, man, this pisses me. Like, I feel like chains have got back to the fuck it system because, you know, like, they're getting front of house help at chains, which is weird to me. Also, I think this falls under, like, a lot of places that only have chains, you know, like, smaller towns.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of bars to work at. So, like, if you want to be a server, you gotta go to fucking TGI Fridays, you
right?
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, this was one of the comments. I was hired as a server at a popular chain restaurant this summer, but as soon as I started, they decided I was going to be a service partner.
What is that?
AKA food runner, drink runner, napkin and refill grabber, busser, etc. So, like, I would call that a back... Like, I have a buddy that works at a really fine dining, and they have back waiters,
gotcha.
Which is basically what that is.
Yeah.
The waiter is the face, and, you know, does the talking and does the... make sure the orders goes in right. The back waiters are like, hey, while they're waiting on their other tables... Basically, it's your bar back.
Yeah.
It's your server bar back. Which, yeah. Like, in a fine dining restaurant, I totally get that system. Because they're racking up fucking, you know, $100, $150 per person tickets. So I get that. You know, you could have three tables with a total of 10 people, but fucking that's $1,500 in sales, and you're still going to turn over and go.
Yeah.
So I can get where it's like, all right, man, you're the back waiter. You get 30%, I get 70%. Cool. Like, you're still both kind of crushing it. But, yeah, basically, I would say it's the server bar back. Knowing damn well I've been serving and bartending the entirety of my adult life. Do all the hardest parts of serving without the high payout of tips. No thank you. Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, fuck that.
And that's my thing. People are just, like, people that are, like, you know, you guys just, your boss needs to pay you a livable wage. Do we enjoy doing this job? You know what? 75% of the time, fuck yeah, we do. But we still wouldn't do it without, between the hours, the loss of holidays, dealing with people. You think we're doing this without the tip out? No.
No.
And that's what people fail to grasp. Finishing their statement, have met a lot of people now who work for this company, and the transition to the service model is what made them leave. I'm actually curious what chain it is. You know, because they did the right thing. They left it very innocuous, popular chain. That could be 100 things, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
That could be Chili's, that could be Olive Garden, that could be Margaritaville, that could be TGI, I can keep going.
Yeah.
TGI Fridays, Ruby Tuesdays, shit, there's restaurants I don't have here, and I have a lot of chain restaurants here. Fucking, I can name a bunch and still not name half of them.
Could be Hooters.
Could be Hooters. For raisins, but... God, that actually sounded creepy. If anyone doesn't get that joke and doesn't watch South Park, I apologize. But yeah, like, I see a lot of restaurants hiring these people, and it's just, it goes back down to chains, not giving a fuck again, because they're up and running, and they're making money, like, yeah. Fuck it, we can treat our servers like shit again. And it's just like, you know, and that's my thing, I'm like, hey, don't let your employers treat you like it's fucking pre-COVID again. Like, remember when they needed us back again, and it was like, okay, we're going to start treating you guys better, hold them to that. Do the same with the customers, too. Because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a comment in here where it's like, yeah, it was great, and then that went away fast. Speaking of, let's move on to the next piece of feedback we got. Oh, yeah, here's another one, too. It doesn't look busy in the restaurant.
Yes.
Why is my food taking so long?
I get this constantly.
I don't get it as bad, but I did have that story I shared a week or two ago where it was like, oh, the guy pulled a tantrum, didn't understand why his food was taking so long. So there's this and that, and we have Uber Eats and To-Go Collins. So this person's comment was, I think customers don't understand it since COVID, 35% of our business is carryout, and even though the restaurant doesn't look busy, the back of house is swamped.
Yes.
It's an illusion, and it makes us look like we don't know what we're doing.
It's a duck.
You get that reference?
I get the reference.
Yeah. It might look calm under the water, or on top of the water, but under the water, man, there's a lot of shit moving. A
lot of shit going on.
Like,
and also, it's a duck. We've got teeth. They will fucking bite you. You like, I took your reference and added to it? It's fucking true. Because, man, if you guys have never seen duck teeth, they'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
I actually asked a question on the page. I do it every couple months, because it's a fun, like, end of night.
Don't they have corkscrew penises also?
Okay, I don't want to know that. And I also, since we're on that, don't want to know why you know that.
Jesus Christ.
I'm always like, would you rather battle one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? And my initial answer was, I want to go after that duck-sized horse, or that horse-sized duck. Because, Can you think about, well, here's my logic. One of my favorite meals, duck.
I would like to eat a horse-sized
duck. There we go. Can you think about how great that's going to be? I would do it like a luau. I would dig a hole, put it in the grounds with some hot coals, and let it slow roast.
Yeah, wrap it in banana leaves.
So, somebody's like, you're wrong. And I'm like, well, here's my other problem. I love little horsies. I wouldn't want, like, I wouldn't want to fight them.
Yeah.
I don't like, because they're like, man, you just punt kick them. And I'm like, but I'm like, yeah, but what if they overwhelm you? And they're just like kicking you in the legs. And they're like, the thing about a horse is it's the weight that gets you.
Yeah.
Little horse ain't really going to do
that.
They
bite hard, man.
I agree. You know, I don't think it's as cut as dry, but I do think I was wrong. Man, how am I going to get around that duck? That horse-sized duck?
Yeah.
A horse can move pretty well. Duck can move real well. And it's got lateral movement. It's got wingspan I got to get around. It can move its head around. Horse can't.
Yeah.
Can you... One bite from a horse-sized duck, you're fucked.
Fucked.
Okay. Sorry, guys. We got off on that one, but no. I would like to hear your guys' thoughts. Tell me what you think is going to be. You go for the duck or the 100 little horses?
I would go 100 little horses because I think that I can... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is the safe play. But anyway, getting back to it. Yeah, like, man, and we have, since COVID, we've done so much more. God, when I got in yesterday, Uber Eats was going off the fucking chain.
So happy I don't have that.
Oh, it makes this sound. The tablets make this sound. I was at a buddy's bar, and the Uber's going off, and I'm like, hey, do me a favor. You don't need to make my drink. I need you to ring that Uber Eats order in so it stops making the sound, or I'm going to walk behind your bar and ring it in for you. Like, I'm getting PTSD from that Uber Eats fucking tablet. Oh, it's miserable. And it's apparently not the worst one.
Really?
I think we all agree DoorDash is actually the worst. But people were like, I don't even remember the other ones, but one of my friends is like, no, they're like, the worst is this one. And I'm like, Postmates, I think is what it is. Mm. And they're like, no, they're the worst. Never again. And I'm like,
I'm so happy that all the services have taken my bar off of their menu.
I was going to say, I think you told us that. I think I asked you that last week. You guys don't have it at all, right?
We never signed up for any of them. And one of them just decided that they were going to deliver our food, whether we like it or not.
Sounds like DoorDash.
It might have been DoorDash. And so they just put our menu on their thing. And we were so repetitively rude to them and just awful to them. Like, the second, because, I mean...
So, can I ask you a question?
What?
Was it a call center calling?
Yes.
From another country?
Correct.
DoorDash.
Okay.
I tried to make that as PC, and, like, I don't mean it as a slur of any mean, but this is what it was.
Yes, no.
It was a call center.
So
that's DoorDash.
The second somebody would call up and again... not to discriminate against anybody, but they would call up with an accent.
Yep.
And I would be like, is this a food service industry? Is this a food delivery system? And they would be like, yeah, we're calling from DoorDash or whatever. I would just immediately hang up on them.
That is the only reason I brought that up, because that was, as soon as that call, like, before I even learned the number, if that's what I answered, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
They also put our menu on their website incorrectly. There were items that, like,
same.
People are trying to order, like, pizzas and things. And I'm like, we don't have, and so with them, people would call DoorDash,
yep.
And then DoorDash would call us.
Correct. That's how we were doing it.
So now it's like phone tag, and I'm like, you know what? I was like, hey, you see this number? If this number calls back, just don't answer it.
Yeah, that's
like,
what we got.
That's
to.
It. Don't answer.
We would stop, and we got to the point where we'd stop answering them. If we accidentally answered the phone, we would just hang up on them. Like,
No, I'm not doing it.
Yep.
We would make them pay over the phone.
DoorDash, I'd be like, hey, sorry, kitchen's closed.
They don't like paying over the phone. Because we got screwed so many times. Like, they would order, and then the person would cancel from them because it was taking too long. And their food would sit there for an hour. And, like, we were sending out just, like, subpar food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people were, like, as I said, like, I would think that they weren't showing up. An hour later, somebody would show up and to deliver this food. I'm like, well, these fries have been sitting here for an hour and a half. Like, they're awful. I wouldn't eat them for free. And you're going to charge somebody for this? And, of course, no sane person, for some odd reason, is going to be like, oh, well, this is DoorDash's fault. It's 100% falls back on the restaurant for the restaurant being shitty. So, like, no, we just stopped.
That's funny because that happened to me yesterday, and this guy calls. And it was the driver made an error, calls me, and I'm like, yeah, man, like, I don't have a way to rectify this. I don't have a delivery. Like, I don't have a delivery driver. You need to go to Uber Eats. It's like, oh, well, I don't have the app. And I'm like, how did you order? And he goes, well, I went online, and, like, I'm just picturing this dude on a fucking computer. Well, however you did that, you need to do that, and contact Uber Eats customer service. Or I go, or do this. Contact Uber Eats, or Google it, and just get the phone number for customer service.
Yeah.
But yeah, DoorDash was, we had someone leave without paying one day. I had to call them up. That was a process. Mm. Yeah, DoorDash was the worst.
Dude, I'm telling you, we would get constantly, like, $60 orders, and nobody would ever pick it up, and I would call, and they're like, oh yeah, that customer canceled that order. And I'm like, cool. Well, nobody told us, yeah, and we made it. Like, what? Now what? And they're like, well, if you call and fill out something online, it'll take, like, a couple of weeks and you'll get reimbursed. And I'm like, cool, but I still have a $60 yeah, fucking tab now that's open that's not going to get paid. Like, no more.
I'm with you. I had a buddy, and I think it's disgusting because I hate mayonnaise, but he got, like, chicken salad or something and got it delivered. And was like, dude, it was like not even warm, like not even like room temp. It was like hot, like it had been sitting under a heat lamp.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, man, like, and you know, the other wild thing to me is how fucking lazy people got. And I think a lot of this was because people were getting a lot of fucking free money during lockdown, didn't know what the fuck to do with it.
Mm.
That they just got spoiled. The amount of shit people will spend, like, I saw one where someone paid $100 at the end of it all for, like, two pizzas. Because this place was like, yeah, if you guys are gonna, you guys want us to deal with third-party delivery, cool. We're gonna charge a service fee. And, like, we do it, like, our stuff for Uber Eats is more than it is dining.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I told, I went to the owner and was like, hey, I'm not gonna tell you what to do, but what I'm seeing when I ring these in, I would charge more. Because I've seen what places are charging for.
Also, I have a feeling that, well, if I ran a business, if I owned a bar or a restaurant and we were dealing with Uber Eats, I would 100% would charge a $2 service fee onto each of my, you know, I would raise the prices by 20%, and then that would go to my staff, because Uber Eats does not tip the staff. And I tip my kitchen out 5% of food sales. So if I got $100 to go order, I'm losing $5.
You're losing $5.
Yeah.
A lot of the places also have to raise the price, and you guys don't do Uber Eats because they take a chunk out of it. Uber Eats,
they do.
Yeah. So like that's why you have to charge more. But I like where your head's at on that too. All right, moving on to the next piece of feedback we got. Here we go. COVID. All the people that were so generous and so happy that we reopened have digressed tenfold. Totally fucking agree with that. As if it's not bad enough that the world is short-staffed, now we get to burn out while dealing with pretentious entitled twat waffles. Good use of terms.
I've seen that term burnt out so much.
I'm so burned out right now, dude. If it wasn't for the person that owns my bar and the fact that my staff are great, like, it's funny because we have a lot of industry comes in, and maybe my favorite coworker currently was like, you know, it's funny. We argue, but we argue like a family, and then we're done the next day. We do a shot and go home, and it's fucking over. These motherfuckers have some fucking drama.
Mm.
And I'm like, right? Like, at least we just like, all right, this is stupid, and then we apologize. Like, we apologize the next day. It's over. Fucking, so, like, so many of us are so fucking burned out, right? So I'm so burned out right now, but... also money. If I could find a gig that paid the same or close, I'd be out, but money. So many people are so burned out. A lot of the comments I've seen have been younger people. I have been dealing with the boomer generation coming back in full force like assholes.
Really?
Yeah. Recently. We're going to save that for next week, though, because you have those snowbirds coming down.
Oh, man. We're getting overtaken by snowbirds. My favorite is that they come down, and I mean, I've been at my place for almost 5 years now, and I've been dealing with these people, with the same people for a while.
Yeah.
But they come in, and they're like, oh, hey! And I know you, but I haven't seen you in 8 months. And, like, don't get me wrong, there's, like, two or three of them that I actually do remember. Like, I remember their names and everything, but, like, they expect me to remember exactly who they are, and I'm like, man, I haven't seen you in 8 months. Like, just... And don't get offended when I don't...
Right.
You know, when I don't remember what you drink. When you come in and you're like, I'll have my regular. Cool. I haven't seen you since fucking, like, May. Can you remind me what that is?
Scotch and milk coming up. Topher with some feedback is like, I feel like I work with children and the new kids with money are my customers. Like, that was me last night with that group. I did, you know what, we're going to say snowbirds for next week. Cause I always have a good snowbird story. All right, moving on to the next piece of feedback we got. Oh yeah, here we go. And this is a thing. COVID made people like, you need to look at me. I need to be important and seen. People don't know how to behave in public anymore. They are more entitled and tipping less, and furthermore, they don't know how to read the room. Like, for example, you're in a dive bar, so maybe not ask for a cocktail menu and maybe suspend disbelief for a few and be easy. Fucking huge fucking pet peeve of mine. Hey, you guys don't have pasta? It's a dive bar! This is a menu, like...
So what was it? A couple nights ago, whatever. I had somebody ask for a dirty martini. I'm like, all right, yeah, I can do that. And they're like, do you guys have blue cheese stuffed olives?
Oh my god!
And I'm like, and I look at them and I cock my head and I open my mouth to like berate this person, and her friends around her all did it for me. They all beat me to it.
Oh, isn't that the best, though?
And I was just like, I just clapped and walked away. I have, like, two of them looked and were like, know your fucking surroundings, Karen. And I was like, holy shit. Okay, I didn't even have to say it. Awesome.
Can I buy you guys a shot?
Yeah, right?
Robert has a suggestion, by the way. Shave your head. They won't remember you. Which, in his defense, they are going to be 80 years old. They might not remember you. Oh, man. And that's always, like, read, please, for the love of God, read the room. You guys don't have fried rice? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I had a lady last night, literally, she was like, I'll take, she was one of those people, like, everything she asked for, I'm like, we don't have that.
Strike three?
Yeah, I'm so happy she didn't give me the strike. She would have been out, like, we were on, like, strike five or six with her.
I know that's your pet peeve, is strike three. Not on me, on you, motherfucker.
Yeah, right? Cool. I'm out. Bye. Like, bye.
What's your soup du jour, Jameson? You don't have any veggie soie? I could chill Jameson for you.
We have chili. We don't have soup. We have chili. And I dropped off chili to somebody the other day. And I was like, here's your meat soup. And just dropped it and walked away. And they were so confused.
Wow. That's fucked up.
I mean, it's true though.
I had someone do a salad with like three chicken breasts. And I was like, Enjoy your meat with a side of ranch.
I mean,
it was a friend of mine, so I could do that.
We've been getting a lot of people. I mean, I pissed this fucking dude off. This was like a couple of weeks ago. It was a Sunday. Dude orders a salad and a side of fries, and then puts the fries on the salad because he's from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh style,
what you do. And he goes, you guys should do this. You guys should put this on the menu. And I go, no. And he goes, why not? And I go, because then more of you people would come in.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
So there's a Pittsburgh bar I used to frequent, and that's, they actually, and this is why he's wrong. They had to start asking people, because it would come out that way. And people were like, what the fuck is this?
If I ever ordered a salad and it came out with French fries on top, I would lose my shit.
So, do you remember the story from 2 weeks or 2 weeks ago where the guy was like,
yeah.
Do you have steak? No. Do you have crab legs? No. That's the only two things I can eat. Bro, you're in a fucking dive bar. Again. And I gave you a menu. What? What about point A? Like, we're not doing A squared plus B squared equals C squared. I'm not having you do the fucking Pythagorean theory right there, bro. Read a fucking menu and order something off of it. Fuck. Okay, I'm better now. Topher says, I had someone mad last Sunday that I couldn't make a liquid cocaine because we are out of Jaeger and Goldschlager. Oh my god. Wait.
Supply chain issues.
Dude, what? Yeah. Oh god, there was one comment that I had to like, I had to bite my tongue on. It was like, this distributor can't get it. I don't understand why a different one can't then. Holy shit. It's not like they're not picking it up. We're out of it. Or in a lot of cases, they have a contract. That was like somebody, I was like, yeah, I can't get this beer anymore. And they're like, well, someone else should get it. That's not how it fucking works. Like, just because someone's out of like, I don't know, Miller Lite doesn't mean Bud Light can be like, oh, I'm just going to go get it. It means fucking Miller Lite's out of it, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, these fucking people, they just want us to be lying to them. That's all it is.
I told you I almost fought a guy. This was months ago. I almost fought a guy because we were out of Bud Light cans.
God, I forgot about that.
So we had Bud Light bottles. So we switched over to Bud Light bottles. And then he didn't like the tab because...
You charged him for bottles.
Because I charged him for bottles. He goes, well, why can't you charge me for cans? I go, because you're drinking bottles. And he goes, yeah, but that's not my fault. I want to drink cans. And I go, cool. Go somewhere else and drink fucking cans then.
Go home. Go to fucking Walmart. I'm sure they have Bud Light cans. We can't get good Bud Light cans because Walmart bought them all, asshole.
Yeah, right?
We order in quantity of 10. They order in quantity of 10,000.
Yeah. And he wanted to fight me. I stuck to my ground. Like, I was like, no, I'm not. No.
Do you guys have a total wine near you?
Yes.
Okay, we do too. So, they also order in quantities of a billion.
Yeah.
And we were out of something. And the guy's like, they have it at Total Wine. And I'm like, yeah. Because they order in quantity of 10,000. And they're like, well, the distributor should get you some. And I'm like, do you think... Well, okay, if you ran a business and you had a business that was ordering 10,000 cases of something a week and then one that was ordering 3, would you short the one that's giving you $10,000 or 10,000 cases worth of monies?
Yeah.
Or would you be like, sorry, guy that gets 3, you guys are going to be out for a week?
100%.
But no. Chauncey needs his Bud Light cans. Oh, man.
That guy doesn't come into my bar anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely your loss. I actually, you know whose loss it is? Whatever bar he fucking sits at now.
I agree. That's who's at the loss is whoever, he needs whoever to, now got him yep, as a regular.
He needs that bar where everyone's his age. It's even the bartender.
Yep.
It's 4 people total. The bartender is content making $43 a shift. And that's just it. They sit and they get their fucking Bud Light cans.
It's the same guy who got pissed at me because I wouldn't put his beer in a koozie.
You did not tell me that was him.
Same guy.
No shit.
Same fucking guy.
Now it's even fucking better.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Why he doesn't come in anymore is...
Oh my god.
Because I wouldn't put his beer in a koozie for him.
Yeah, and then Topher here with the distributor. Like, yeah. But he's like, we use Anheuser-Busch. It's not like someone else can get you Bud Light. Yes. Like, that's it. Only they can.
Only they can.
So if they're out, they're out, man.
A lot of these people, though, they don't know how distribution works.
They don't.
Man.
And
they
like,
have no idea.
I can't remember if it's Anheuser-Busch. One of my bigger distributors, they're like, yeah, man, we usually have 7 drivers. We have 3. Like,
yeah.
Work shortages are a thing. Like, it's a thing, and people need to deal with it. Like, here's what's crazy. You guys can still cook at home. It's not going to hurt me because I can get better service now to my customers that are there and they're going to tip me better. Like, I can do less and make the same.
Yeah.
You're costing me time, precious time and energy. Oh, God, people. Oh, here we go. Internet warriors, bad reviews. One of the dumbest things. And then he goes on, cheap tippers on very good food and service and flat out crazies. Almost like people forgot how to socialize and go out since COVID happened. This is really fucked up. I think a lot of people got addicted to a lot of weird fucking drugs during lockdown.
I think pills came back.
I do too. I think that was something people could get because doctors were open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Offices were open. People were getting pills. They didn't have a job because they were on lockdown.
Well, they were doing a lot of online doctors. So, like,
were getting prescribed stuff that you shouldn't have?
I was doing, like, for a year, man, I don't think I went to the doctor, like, to anytime I had a meeting with my doctor, it was FaceTime. Like, I was FaceTiming my doctor a lot.
So you can make up things and maybe get prescribed stuff?
I'm thinking it was a little bit easier to, like, hey, doc, everything's closed, the world's on fire, I'm really anxious.
I need some Xanax.
Yeah, okay, cool, I'll send you over a prescription of Xanax.
And now you're out of work, except for the government money you're getting, but now you're selling Xanax.
Yeah.
No, I really believe, like, people have just, like, it's not just, like, Xanax is a good example.
Yeah.
Like, Oxy, fucking, like, dude, weird drugs are making comebacks. I'm like, are we back in the club days? Is this, like, Germany, 1973, and we're fucking doing Quaaludes? What is going on now?
Because I've been getting some fucking weirdos also, like, I really think that pills are back in.
The Yelp reviews have been a fucking thing. The story I'm not telling until at least another week. Mm. That was that person, I think, left a Yelp review. It has been fucking wild. Yelp reviews have been making a comeback fucking hard. Like, because I think a lot of business owners are like, all right, fucking go somewhere else. And they're like, well, I'm gonna leave a Yelp review.
Yeah. But, okay.
Okay, man. Thanks. Come again.
Right.
I'm never coming back again.
Dude, business owners are fucking blowing my mind on Yelp reviews also.
With comebacks?
Yo,
a lot of them are burned out over it.
Holy shit. Seeing a lot of people, and it's not just, it's any place. It's not just restaurants and bars. Like, I've seen owners of a lot of places just come back and fucking clap hard on these people leaving bad Yelp reviews. They're like, because they remember too, and they're like, oh yeah, this was you, and this is what you did, and it's, dude, I love it.
So, I know I've shared the story, I'm pretty sure on here. Buddy of mine owns a bar, lockdown. Now, this guy, it's actually great, I'm really excited, he's flying in today, so I get to see my buddy. So I get to actually fucking see my friend, fucking for the first time since lockdown. This is the dude I sent liquor off to, couldn't get liquor. This dude's always been a hands-on owner, bartended, knows what's up. But during COVID, during lockdown, kept the business running with to-go food. And could not get help, got real burned out. I think a lot of these business owners had staff, lost it.
Mm.
You know, to me, the ones I've seen clapping back, if you will, are small business owners.
Yeah, no.
It's not chains.
No,
it's small business owners.
No. Chains will never leave.
No,
that shit.
No.
I've worked at a chain before.
but by the way, if you guys want a good laugh, go to this Facebook page. I hope that helps. This guy changes his logo, his profile picture and name to, like, Target or Walmart.
I've seen these.
And he leaves reviews to people. It's fucking amazing.
Fantastic. But, oh my God, they're amazing.
So it's these small business owners that had a staff and, you know, were benefiting off of it. And then COVID happened and then they had to reopen and they have supply chain issues. Man, I know a lot of business owners that got stuck cooking. They've seen how much fucking shit people really are putting up with. And they're like, you know what? This is what these people want to fucking be like. All right, fuck you. Watch my return. Like, or my reply. Let's see. We got a little... Let me see if I can find this feedback. Kelly says, drunk guy last night ordered 200 minis from me for this weekend and was surprised he had to pay for them. I don't even know anymore.
What's a mini?
He said, oh, you charge for them? So I guess he did. They're on the menu. I was more confused than him. Kelly, what is a mini? I think she means, I think it's the picture she sent me. It's a little mini cheesecakes.
Oh.
But you gotta pay for those? That's crazy.
Yeah. The people that don't understand that if you order something, if you order something extra, you have to pay for it.
Can I get extra? Yes.
Extra.
Do you know what blew my mind last week? I don't want no lettuce on my sandwich. Does that mean it's less?
No.
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 Really? Yes. Then I'll take the lettuce. And then this bitch pulled the lettuce off of it.
She just wanted it just because she was entitled to it.
I had a woman go no salary one day. Yep, the mini cheesecakes. Yes. I was right. Yep. How could you think 200 mini cheesecakes was going to be free?
Right?
Okay. There's a hibachi place by me. They give you sorbet at the end of the meal. Complimentary. If maybe this place gave you like a mini cheesecake at the end of your meal, how could you think 200 would be free?
Right? That's the same way, like, I go... This is not a lot of people know this about me.
Oh, boy.
True confessions of a sloth.
Of a slut.
I go to Red Lobster quite often and order a dozen Cheddar Bay biscuits and leave.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And people didn't know that you could just do that. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, how much is it? I'm like, it's like $3 for a dozen. And they're like, that's not bad. And I'm like, no, but it's the same thing. Like, I know that I'm going to get charged $3 for a dozen. Yeah. I roll in, I order a dozen, I tip the bartender $10,
yeah.
And I walk out with a dozen fucking Cheddar Bay biscuits, and it's a win.
But they're free when I dine in.
It's free when I dine in. Like, I don't ever expect,
But you're ordering food, asshole.
Some days, I just crave Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster, but I don't actually want Red Lobster.
I'm sure you know this, but I learned this. Fun fact, you can actually buy the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix.
Yes, you can. It's good, but it's
not the same.
As good.
But here's what I do. I load it up with so much extra, like, high-end cheese.
Same.
I made a Cheddar Bay pot pie, basically, one day. It was like my fat kid cheat meal for the month. It was amazing. You're welcome. I know what you're doing tonight. We cooking. So, this is a long time ago. And this is when I started managing. My first managing position ever. That was stupid. On many levels. A, for taking it. B, for them letting me manage a place when I was, like, 24. This woman wanted no celery. She got no celery. She wasn't even watching the television. Gentleman, who was a regular, wanted to watch TV. Watch a sports game, sports ball, or fucking NASCAR, something, right? I changed it. She got mad I changed the TV. And then she was like, well, this was her argument. I asked for no celery. Okay, and you got no celery. Well, I still get charged for it. I was like, okay. So this is what she did. She's like, well, I want that celery now. So I went in back, got her the celery, brought it out. She took it and threw it in the trash. And I was like, congratulations. You accomplished zero.
You did nothing.
TV's still on the same channel.
Yeah.
You still get no celery. I still don't care. That was 2 cents worth of celery. Also, it goes out with it anyway. You pay for it with the dish. That dish has the celery built into the fucking price.
Yep. If you what you do with it does not fucking matter.
Fuck these fucking people.
There are some people, if I'm in a giving mood, and a lot of times, the last 2 weeks, I've been in a very giving mood with people. Like, if you want, a buffalo chicken sandwich, and you don't want lettuce, tomato, or onion on it, but you want a side of ranch, normally I'll charge you for the side of ranch, mm-hmm. But because you're not getting a couple of cents worth of vegetables, I'll throw in the couple of cents worth of ranch for you. I'll go,
right.
You know, and I'll do a switchy for you. Yeah. There's a lot of people that won't. They'll just take the lettuce, tomato, and onion off, and they'll still charge you for the ranch, which I don't hate that either, you know? Rules are rules. But I bend the rules a little bit sometimes for people, especially if they're nice.
Also,
and if you ask for it, you definitely are not getting it.
That's like... I have a coworker that charges someone for a soda at the end. If they've been drinking beers,
yes,
and they're gonna have, you know, like, not saying the dude's trash, but like, let's say dude came in, had 3 beers, comfortable amount. Where like, if this guy's gonna drive, he's been there for an hour and a half. I feel like it's fine. He can drive.
Yep.
I want a soda. I'm not charging you for a soda.
I'm the same way.
Or maybe you're slowing down. Maybe he's Ubering home, but maybe he wants a slow. Cause like, I'm a chugger.
Yeah.
I will order tall singles because I don't drink, I chug.
Yes.
So you could put a double or a triple in there, and I'm going to drink it at the same exact speed I drink the single. So maybe he just wants a throttle down. So I don't charge for that. If you order a fuck ton of food, hey, can I get a little more ranch? Yeah, man, your table got $90 worth of food. I'm not going to worry about 2 25-cent ramekins of fucking blue cheese, man.
Yeah, I'm the same way. My other bartender that I work with, he also, if somebody's drinking, if they can have 10 fucking vodka tonics, And if they're like, you know what? Can I just get a Coke? He's charging you for the Coke. I will not. I'm like, man, you know, if you've had one beer and then you're going to switch to Coke and you're gonna sip on a Coke while watching the fucking Packers or whatever, yeah, cool, I'm charging you for your Coke. But, like, if you're in there just, you know, just hanging out and at the end you're going to throttle down.
Yeah. Yeah. Topher agrees. Topher says bars here don't charge for the sober drink. If you come in just for a Coca-Cola.
Yes, you're getting charged. Yeah. If you're having dinner and you want a Coke, I'm charging you for your Coke.
Granted, my owner is a little loose with the sodas anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, there's a drink machine and fucking, okay. I had a kid come in last night, server at a restaurant by us, comes in 4 or 5 nights a week, gets food, usually gets drinks. Just said he had a bad night, he's walking by, wanted a Coke. I give him the Coke. Kid, at the end, I go, you want another one? You want a beer? He goes, no, I'm getting out of here. I had a bad night. I just needed to, like, decompress after work and you were on the way home. And he's like, all right. He's like, what do I owe you? And I'm like, you just got a Coke, right? You didn't get anything from anybody else? He's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, I gotcha. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, man. You drop like $150 in here a week. You're cool.
I do that quite a bit.
Robert has a question. What is... let me pop it on the screen for those watching. Robert says, what is your buyback policy?
We don't have
one. You don't have one at all?
Not one bit.
So if you buy, you have to pay for it.
Correct.
Okay. Especially tonight. Tonight's a rough night. My friend says both mayors are working, is what they say tonight. Me and my partner.
Ah, gotcha.
The two mayors. Because it was funny, like last night, they were like, oh, I need an electrician. And I'm like, I got a guy. And they're like, of course you do. You're the fucking mayor. You're the new mayor, and then tonight I'm working with the old mayor. Mm. And it's just like, yeah. So usually tonight, it's good, because we make a lot of money, and a lot of our friends come in. So it ends up okay. But we usually merge it and just cash it. Just, you know, take it out of our tips. We usually end up with a $30 tab from drinks we buy people. We do get a comp then. I have a comp daily, X amount of money. I can go over it as long as it's not every day.
Yeah.
You know, if it goes over by $5 or $6, $5 or $10 even, and they say anything, I'll be like, you know, there's a couple birthdays. Getting out, like, okay, cool. But usually if it goes over like $5, I'll just pull it over to my tab.
Yes.
But we do actually get a comp. I do think the buyback thing is quickly becoming a thing of the past. I remember back when I started bartending, you know, 20 years ago, back home, every 3 beers, the fourth one's free.
Yeah.
Fucking go back home, bro. You're on vacation. This doesn't work this way.
Yeah. That's more of a, it's more of a hometown bar.
Agreed.
Which I kind of work in a hometown bar, but I also work in a hometown bar by a vacation town. So it's kind of weird. Yeah, we definitely don't. We have a comp tab if somebody's, you know, being real awesome or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll buy them beer here and there. But for the most part, we really don't do anything.
And like I said, I have a good staff. We do a good job. They know that. So they don't really question anything. Like,
yeah.
You know, why was this food comp? What happened here? Like, fuck, you know, shit happened.
Shit
they
happens,
know it.
Yeah.
The guy, my buddy just flying in today. He's the owner, so it's a little different. But it was funny. Locals, tiny, tiny little community bar. Doing the thing. He doesn't really do inventory. If his cost starts seeming off, he starts watching. But I remember him telling me a story where he went, one of his bartenders was like, he goes, I'm going to need you to give a little more stuff away. And he was, what? It's like, you know, like, I'm not saying give the house away, but these guys are here every night. Like, every like fourth or fifth drink, slip them one. You know, like, or buy around, you know, throw around the shots to everybody. Like, I'm cool with that. You know, it's like, I'm like, that's cool of you to like look at. But he goes, man, I don't know how to do that. He's like, I don't know how to do this. And he's like, watch me. He's like, I'll show you. He's like, yeah, you do it, and then you pop your knuckle on the bar, and you let him know that was from you. And that's it. That's it. And he's like, yeah, you know, like it depends on the owner and the type of bar. Dance club? There's no buybacks in dance clubs.
No.
You know, it just depends on what it is.
I do a lot of my customers will close out and then we'll get to talking, and they're like, you know what, let me get one more.
I'll buy that one, yeah.
I always buy that one. That's it. So for anybody, if you ever want a free drink from me, close out and then do the I'll get one more. Because it's almost 90% of the time on
my classic move. My classic move is the, it's my favorite, it's the, hey, let me get one more, and then I'll tab out, and I'll just print a tab and be like, there's your tab, I got the last one. Because I know they're going to tip me extra.
Yeah.
They're probably only going to tip me the cost of the drink. So I'm breaking even.
Yeah.
But now, I'm the awesome bartender, and they're coming back.
Yeah, I get people all the time, they're like, let me get my tab, and I'll print the tab, I'm like, and they'll do the same thing. No, let me get one more, and they'll hand me the tab back, and I'll slide the tab back to them and be like, I got that last one.
And if it's industry, especially, if they've closed and they want another one, hey, let me get one more. All right, here's your Bud Light. I got it. Okay. Here's $5. All right. I got it. No, that's your tip. Okay, cool. Bud Light was only like $3. Now I still made two. Or occasionally I'll be like, you don't got to do that, but here's 10.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like they overtip because you're buying them one, you know?
100%.
All right, let's see. I think we got at least one more slide going. Oh, this is you! I put a smoky post up!
Hey, that's me!
Does anybody else get the Chive TV at the bar?
Oh my god, it's the only thing that saves me.
So many bars around me are starting. So we were the first one to get it that I knew of.
Mm.
And if you guys don't know, if you go to them, they'll send you a Roku, and it only plays that, you know, it only plays the Chive, and it's free. I hated it at first. It was stupid, and I was against it. I am stupid, let me tell you.
Dude.
I don't like when people fall down and go boom. That's not my favorite portion of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
the animals.
The animals and the people doing cool shit.
The Superhuman TV?
Trick shots and people like
Superhuman
doing...
Superhuman TV is fucking amazing. I watch it. I have people... Alright, so I have one and it's on one side of my television. I need to get another one to put it... Or it's on one side of my bar on one TV. I need to get it so I can put it on the other side also. But I have people that literally... sit on one side of my bar just so they can watch Atmosphere and Chive TV.
Oh, man.
Because it's so entertaining. It's such good TV. And a lot of times, man, I'm just in such a shit mood. Like, I'm getting rocked or I had somebody, I'm dealing with idiots or whatever. And I look up and you see, like, a fucking corgi with sunglasses on, swimming in a like, with floaties on them. And I'm just like...
Did we watch the same thing? I learned yesterday that corgi butts float.
Yes. Yeah. I see like a corgi with sunglasses floating, and I'm just like, all right, my day's not that bad. It's pretty good.
People bitched about it. Now I have customers that get mad if the seats by that television are taken.
Dude, that shit keeps me going so many times. Like it's fun to watch. It's good for the customers. It's free. So if anybody is out there that's that doesn't have Atmosphere or Chive TV.
Like, contact them and they'll send you a free Roku.
I highly suggest getting it. I went to a bar outside of Braves Stadium, and when the Braves are not on, they have like 40 TVs that are just playing nothing but Chive TV. Like there's a different channel on each, and you can go in and you can make your own. You can make your own playlist, so you can pick like five or six things that everybody kind of digs, and you can have it, and it'll just roll through.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
You go in the playlist, and you can create your own. I have one where it's the pets, it's Superhuman TV, it's the ocean one, it's a new one that they just came out with called Oddly Satisfying, and it's just them, like, fucking doing oddly satisfying stuff, like cutting kinetic sand and shit like that.
I need to lie and be like, hey, we want to put it on another TV, so I can just take it, get them to send me one and take it home.
Yeah.
So I could just leave it on in the background when I'm working on the computer?
I get people all the time, they're like, man, how do I get this at home? And I'm like, I don't think you can, but they definitely should. Because I think it's through Apple TV, isn't it?
You know what? I think you're correct. I think mine is an Apple TV.
Yeah. But I have Apple Plus.
And you can't get it. Yeah.
Like, why can you not take these two things?
It's been a couple years since we picked it up. I believe it is only businesses only, yep. And they have to send you a pre-programmed Apple TV.
Yes.
That has, which honestly, it's not a bad idea for me, because then I can get that one sent and then just log into the regular stuff, my regular account, and still get Chive.
Oh man. I love it. Like, it's, as I said, it, customers love it, and it brings me fucking joy.
Ah, we got at least one more, and this is the one that angered me, I think. So, I put the post up, and it's like, I put the post up, and I was like, hey, what are some difficulties in the service industry you're dealing with? The amount of people that don't work in the service industry wanted to try to tell us about our job. So, not only I appreciate them, and if you actually go to that post, guys, it's my last comment on it. It goes, I really appreciate the amount of people commenting here that are not in the service industry telling us that they know more about this than us. Thank you for proving me right. They proved me 100% right. So this is it. What is the biggest people who are not engaged with the funnest? Let's talk about that word first. The word would be most fun, sir.
Yep.
So you're definitely someone I'm going to take life advice from. People who are not engaged with the funnest job on the face of the earth. I find more and more when we go out to eat that the server can give mediocre service and expect a 20% tip. Your mediocre service, sir, is because you and your family of fucking pieces of shit are at a restaurant that has understaffed fucking 19-year-olds that are overwhelmed with managers that don't give a fuck and a kitchen staff that can't put the food out in the time you need to. And you're over here wanting them to do fucking backflips and dance like your own personal fucking monkey. Fuck you. Have your fucking wife that you haven't fucked since 1986 cook for you at home. You piece of shit. If you don't like it, don't fucking go out. Wow. I held that demon deep inside for a long time. I didn't know that was there.
That was a good rant, bro.
God, old Angry came out, and that felt fucking good. Woo! Man, I gotta bring old Angry out a little more. That was fucking nice. We're taking it back.
Yeah.
Lion face. Oh, lemon face. Oh.
This is not the funnest job on
the face. The funnest job. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was fucking a professional dog sitter. Because that's the funnest fucking job on the face of the earth.
Dude, I don't think...
This is a job that can be well-paying and extremely fucking stressful and taxing.
Yes. But nobody sees it. Shit, man. I've said now multiple times that my dream job is working at GameStop. I went to GameStop today, and the guy was super overwhelmed and was on the verge of quitting, so I'm like...
Robert, go to Fridays. They invented Flair just for you. Fridays, I actually think, took their Flair away.
Really?
Yeah.
Office Space fucked them too much?
I think so. All
right.
People were complaining about the Flair so much. That person doesn't have much Flair's there, but... Fuck it, we're taking it away. I could be wrong on that, but it's like, it's a good paying job, and it's just so fucking stressful, though. Like,
I'm convinced that there's not any job on the face of the planet can have its ability to be a very fun job.
Yes.
But also sucks 90% of the time.
And it's all,
I don't care what you're doing, it's still a fucking job.
And it's all perspective. People only want to see the negative and leave a Yelp review. People only want to see the positive of our jobs because they think it's cool.
And they think it's cool.
The guy that had to chirp in, not the one I kicked out, the other one, that had to chirp in on everything last night. Friend sits down, wants to buy me a shot, and I'm just like, look, man, I got real banged up the night before watching football. I'm really not feeling this, but I'll fucking do a shot with you. We do this fucking shot. And he's just like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm fucking hungover. And I'm like, God. And he's like, oh yeah, so hard to make money and get drunk at work. I'm like, dude, I'm doing A, shot because my friend bought it for me. B, I'm hungover. C, no one fucking asked you anything. Let me guess, you're just mad no one bought you a shot. Maybe if you kept your comments to yourself, you'd have friends. Oh my God.
Yeah, now I'm convinced that, and dude, like, I'm convinced that anything is, you know... Every job has its toughness because you're doing something, you know?
And everyone only sees either a extreme positive or an extreme negative. I was in line at Walmart one day and this lady was bitching behind me because this girl was on break. And she's like, she should come help him bring stuff in. I'm like, she should come work for free because her break, her legally mandated break at her shit job is inconveniencing your day. Oh, ma'am. Oh, ma'am. You are the fucking problem with the world. You should go work for DoorDash. My favorite was that woman that, I know I put it up here a couple weeks ago. We talked about it. The woman that was like, I can't believe this place is closing. It was the one that was closing for like 90 minutes for 2 days just because of how hot it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they needed to give the staff a break.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, ma'am, you seem like an integral team member. You should go apply there since they clearly need help. Like, if it's that bad, if it's the funnest job ever, sir, why don't you go be an engaging server? It seems you could make a ton of money.
This is the funnest job on the planet. There wouldn't be so many websites and Facebook groups dedicated to people going and venting and...
Yep. If this is the funnest job, I don't want to know what the unfunnest job is. I can't wait to go back and see how this thread has ended up, because I did reply to this guy.
Mm.
I was like, please, explain to me what makes this the, and then I put it in quotes, funnest job in the world. And people already had started commenting, so I was like, oh, I'm sure this is going
to
go well.
I need to go and check this out.
Oh, man, you got any stories or anything to hit this week, buddy?
No, not other than anything I already said. It was a good week, man. It was a good week. As I said, we got our snowbirds rolling in, but we'll talk about that next week. And everybody else has been pretty chill.
Yeah, at least we got a topic for next week to build up some stories on, so I'll get some people to send in some stories. We went pretty long today. I got to go to work, but my coworker texted me and was like, coming an hour late, it's dead. And nice. I'm like, fucking cool. I'll fuck with that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, hey guys, thanks for joining in, man. Thanks for the comments. It makes everything flow better. Smokey, thanks for joining me as always.
Absolutely.
And guys, we'll be in next week. Same bunny time, same bunny channel. Thank you for joining AngryCast, the weekly podcast where we bitch about our customers who are fucking complete assholes. And let's be real, a lot of them deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, send in your questions, stories, comments to me. If you want anything on here, definitely just leave us an email at theangrycast@gmail.com. You can find us on Google, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. Pretty much, I think I got us on everything you can get podcasts on, and I got us pretty caught up too. So by the end of the next week, we should have every episode up except for the first couple ones. The audio is a little questionable. I don't know if we're gonna make those lost episodes or not.
Lost episodes,
special edition. Guys, thanks for joining in again. I'm the Angry Bartender, and with me, as always,
Smokey Sloth.
Stay angry.
Stay smoky.
Be cool.
All right, guys.